Good morning. You're tuned to Jazz 88. I'm Peter Solomon. This is The Morning Show. Today, I have the pleasure of having a special guest in the studio. I'm speaking with G. Philip Schultz III. He is the artistic director for the 44th annual Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Tribute Concert, which is taking place Sunday afternoon. It's happening at Ted Mann Concert Hall on the U of M campus in Minneapolis. Philip, welcome, and can you tell me a little bit about what to expect on this concert?
Delighted to be here, Peter. Thanks for having me this morning. This is my 7th year of curating this concert, it's hard to believe, and it's always a multimedia, multi-artistic, disciplinary celebration, if you will. We'll have singing, we'll have dancing, we'll have spoken word and poetry, and then we'll have a lot of just time together as community, honoring the life and the legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
So tell me about the theme for the concert, because I know there is a theme kind of guiding.
Absolutely. Every year is a theme. This year's theme is Light Transforming the Darkness. That's inspired by Dr. King's quote, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And there's a lot going on in the world right now, as you know, and especially on this day when we honored Dr. King, I wanted to make sure we could focus on how we could each bring our light into the world.
So how is that reflected in terms of the music that's going to be performed?
It's very, very reflected in the music there. In fact, a lot of the theme of the music is around light. So there's a theme song, Light Transforms the Darkness, so go and let your light out. That was written by Kyle Peterson and Chanel Gabriel, a collaborative approach. Kyle's actually a local composer, lives down in the Burnsville area. Chanel's a spoken word artist and musician out of New York City, part of a larger work. And then that old Negro spiritual, This Little Light of Mine, that everyone knows and sings, there's an arrangement of that by Houston-based composer Robert Gibson, which has kind of a jazz gospel flavor that the vocal essence singers of this age, Soda, as we call that choir, they'll be sharing that selection as well. So you're going to see light wrapped up throughout the musical selections. And also, frankly, because this year I'm focusing on youth voices, I mean, all of the performers and speakers are teenagers. I think that was my way of saying that they are the light in this world, too. And as adults, we can learn a lot from them.
So tell me about some of the other ensembles that are going to be participating in the program as well.
Absolutely. Delighted to have Walker West Academy, that historic music training ground in St. Paul in the African-American community. Their top string ensemble will be performing. There are about 15 string players, and they're going to give a wide range of music, some jazz, some classical music by black composers. They'll do a couple of sets. So delighted to have them. First time we've had them on the program. We'll have Suzette Journay and her dance collective, which has some teenagers, and they will do a couple of dance features. We'll have the singers of this age that I mentioned singing several sets. And then we have a couple of spoken word artists. Joe Davis, who is one of our local cultural architects, if you will, in the community, spoken word poetry, and some of the young people that he's mentored will be sharing some of their original works as well.
Tell me what you're most looking forward to about this concert.
I always love watching the audience and their response to everything that's happening on stage, whether it be a performance, a speech, a reflection, a video clip. We have a curated way of bringing back Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech each and every year, bringing that to life. Or my favorite, when they're singing with us, the audience just really galvanizes and comes together in this event. It's a wide range of people. You've got cultural backgrounds that are really mixed here, wide age span, but everyone there for that one purpose. You know, Dr. King had a way of inspiring so many people in the black community and outside of the black community, which was unique in the time that he lived. And his words still ring true today. And so it's this one day of the year, it's just amazing the energy that is present in that space.
if people want to learn more about mm-hmm. this program, what website can they find information?
Yeah, there's a couple of easy ways. It's on the University of Minnesota website. So what I always tell people to do is to go to or type in Google search, you know, diversity at the University of Minnesota, and that'll take you to the Office of Equity and Diversity's page where the event is housed. You can also just type in Martin Luther King Tribute at the University of Minnesota, and then it'll pull up there.
Is there anything else you want to say about the program in front of Sunday's performance?
You know, I think it's just a great day to come out. It's going to be cold outside. You know, the Vikings, unfortunately, are eliminated for the playoffs. So there's nothing else that we should be doing on Sunday afternoon besides getting together as a community across race, across difference, and celebrating this life and legacy, singing together, listening to music, and being inspired. And I should mention their cookies. So Cookie Cart, that wonderful organization in North Minneapolis, they will be providing cookies, and we'll have a reception afterwards with some other opportunities for people to tie in and plug into the community.
G. Philip Schultz III is Artistic Director for the 44th Annual Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Tribute Concert, taking place Sunday afternoon at 3 at Ted Mann Concert Hall at the University of Minnesota campus in Minneapolis. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Let it shine. This little light.